Joining me now is NPR News analyst Cokey Roberts. Morning, Cokey.
Good morning, Renee.
The administration's decision to act swiftly on the 9/11 Commission's recommendations comes at a pretty interesting time politically, doesn't it?
Well, certainly, right after the Democratic Convention, but the president was already moving along these lines, in part for probably political reasons, to show that as president, he can already do some of the recommendations of the commission just by executive order or call on the Republicans in Congress to do the rest. But then, of course, we got these very, as Tom Ridge, the Secretary of Homeland Security, said over the weekend, very unusual and specific terrorist threats, which certainly adds urgency. And in fact, when Howard Dean, the erstwhile Democratic candidate, went on the air yesterday and said that the terror threats seemed to be politically advantageous to come at this moment after the Democratic Convention, there were other Democrats who shied away from that immediately. Look, terrorism has been the president's issue. It is where he has been head and shoulders above any opponent in the polls, and it is really what he's staking his reelection on. In the ABC poll released last Monday before the Democratic Convention, the president had an astounding margin on the question of terrorism, but less so in the Gallup poll that's come out today. But on that same poll, it also shows that there's no carry bounce out of the Democratic Convention, and the Newsweek poll over the weekend shows that Kerry's advantage coming out of the convention was the smallest ever recorded in a Newsweek poll.
Well, Democrats left Boston feeling pretty great about the convention, so what's that all about?
Well, who knows? The Gallup is staying in the field to try to find out. But part of it could be that people are already decided. We're certainly seeing a lot of evidence along those lines that we've been talking about. Part of it might be that there wasn't as much media coverage of this convention as there has been in the past. Part of it might be that people did not respond as well to Kerry's speech or to maybe reminder of Clinton. All of those things could be the reasons. And look, there's a lot of good news in these polls for John Kerry. In the Gallup poll on the issues, he is either tied with or leading Bush on the economy, Iraq, health care, taxes, and managing government. And he's closing the gap with Bush on terrorism. And on characteristics, people say that they admire John Kerry, that they think he's more optimistic than George Bush, more honest and trustworthy, that he shares their values more than the president does, and most especially that he cares about people like you and that he's a uniter, not a divider. Bush wins on strong leadership, and people say he doesn't change positions for political reasons, so that attack on Kerry leading up to the convention as a flip-flopper seems to have taken some hold. Voters in these polls say that both of the candidates have the personality and leadership qualities a president should have, which are all good news for a challenger, but the total horse race numbers, which are tied essentially still, have to be troubling coming out of a convention.
Well, both candidates are on the campaign trail now. What can each do in the weeks before the Republican convention to try to win over those fewer undecided voters?
Well, this is where the terrorism threats that we are waking up to this morning are such a symbol of what a problem the candidates have. This is an issue over which they have absolutely no control and no idea of how it plays out. And even just coming into today, we don't know what the effect of the threats will have on the financial markets today, and then what kind of effect that has on the economy. Already yesterday, the candidates had to change their campaign plans to be briefed on terrorism. You combine that with not knowing what's going to happen with the price of oil and how that's going to affect the economy. It means that these candidates are in a race where they really have very little control over what happens in the weeks to come.
Thanks very much, Cokey. NPR News analyst Cokey Roberts.